Tones, ladies and gentlemen. The one and only Monster Tones.
They call him Mr. Helmet Cam.
By day, a mild-mannered road crew. By night, maniacs.
Don, what is it? Does Joe actually have somebody that follows him around and translates Joe Walsh into English for everybody, or what's going on with that?
He has a couple of people.
Does he?
But he just talks like that. You know, Joe's been sober for 11 years now, and but when he talks, you know, people think sometimes that he's not. but he is. He just talks like that.
Yeah. And he's a good guy. I've always liked him.
He's a wonderful guy. Funny,
yeah.
Sweet, incredibly talented. You know, there was, and I don't like polls and lists, but there was one of those stupid lists in Rolling Stone magazine a few months back, the 100 best guitar players in the world.
Yeah,
he wasn't even on it.
Oh,
you know, Lou Reed was on it, but Joe wasn't on it.
Wow, that is amazing.
That is amazing.
Well, the guy that's putting the list together is probably 15, you know.
Yeah. New Yorkers.
See, have we mentioned Glenn and the joke, because that was a good joke. How's he doing?
He's doing fine.
And Timothy?
Timothy's doing great.
Good.
Really, really well. We're all doing pretty well, you know.
You know, you all look healthy and, you know, you're able to stand without help, which is nice to see on stage.
You know, doing a three-hour show at this age is no walk in the park, you know. But we're doing okay.
Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, should you think that this old man on the phone with me can't cut it anymore, go see the show. Don't let him kid you. It's November 14th at the Staples Center and November 17th at the Pond in Anaheim. You know, we got a pair of tickets to give away next hour. Let's give them away now while you're on the phone. What caller number would you like to take, Don?
Number seven
it is. 1-800-955-KLOS. You know what? Find that caller really quick, and I'm going to put him on the air with me, with Don. And we'll let Don say hello to him. That'll just take a second. That'll blow somebody's mind. When did that cell phone thing start?
You know, I'm not sure. I think about a year ago, maybe, or two.
Yeah?
I've only noticed it in the past... Well, in the past year, really. It was when we went to Japan last fall, it was really big over there. And their phones are smaller, but there was more of them.
Mm-hmm. Is that a joke or a...
No, it's true.
Okay. All right, I thought you were making some sort of like... I thought, Don, that's
no.
Not right.
No. But I like it. It's very futuristic, you know.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Well, you know, now that the legal problems, you know, I've had that restraining order lifted, they let me back in the Staples Center, so it's been a while since I, you know, was at a show, and I was the first one I'd seen that had the cell phones, and I thought it was great. I loved it.
Yeah.
You guys got somebody yet? Well, tell me, what line is it? We've got an entire committee in there, and we can't... Oh, line 7. Okay, hold on 1 second. I put the station in delay, so...
Caller 7 on line 7.
Caller 7 on line 7. What do you know? Hi, what's your name?
Hello? You're talking to me.
I'm talking to you. What's your name?
My name is BJ.
BJ, do I got the right guy here? Kareem? Yes. Okay, BJ, say hello to Don Henley.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Fine, BJ. How you doing?
Love your music. Love your drumming.
Thank you.
You guys are rock, man.
Thank you very
I just
much.
Got your DVD. Watch it just about every other day.
Okay.
Well, congratulations, man. You're going to go get to see these guys, and you're not going to be disappointed.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. All right, man, hang in there, and we'll get you back to Kareem. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Thanks a lot.
All right, hold on. Well, that was one happy guy.
Nice fella.
Nice fella, indeed. Well, Don, anything you'd like to say before we let you go here? I know it's getting really late there. And, you know, you got to go take the Geritol or whatever it is.
You know, I got to go raid the refrigerator, man.
Okay, good.
Time for my... You know, 1 a.m. snack.
What does Don Henley have as a 1 a.m. snack?
It's a pretty wide range.
Okay. Is it Jack or Daniels? I'm just wondering.
No.
Okay.
Like, you know, cereal or something.
Okay. So you're a cereal guy.
What's down there? I don't know, you know. But, No, as I said before, playing in Southern California is really special to this band because that's where this band started. And as Glenn says during the concert, the songs take on more meaning for us when we play them in Southern California, because that's really our home turf, and we feel good about playing there. The audiences are great.
I hope that's true, because it means a lot to those of us sitting in the audience who are listening, all kidding aside and screwing around aside now.
Yeah, I know. I'm making that up.
Yeah. Well, good, good. Because, you know, someone described this. I like this description. Well, I know who it was. It was my boss, Rita Wild, went to the show before I did, and she came back, and we were talking about it, and this is before I'd gone, and she said, you know, it was like these markers of my life. They would play a song, and it would take me to that moment in my life, and it really meant something to me, you know, and sometimes it was a good moment, and sometimes it was a not-so-good moment, but the music just transported her there, and I thought, well, that's a really interesting thing to have happen to you, you know, that you're able to do that to people.
Well, that's the power of music and songwriting, and you know, people refer to it as the soundtrack to their lives and things like that. And I, you know, timing is everything in life, and I think we just came along at a great time in history. You know, the baby boom generation, and we were just in the right place at the right time, and we're eternally grateful for it. We have worked hard, but at the same time, we've been very fortunate. And about 34 years ago this month, we were over in some little dive in the valley, in the San Fernando Valley, rehearsing this band, you know, and putting it all together. And it's been a hell of a ride. And, you know, the Farewell One moniker for the tour was originally a joke, but it could be the last tour. I don't know. I think that'll be decided sometime next year. But if it is, it's been great. And if it isn't, that's great, too.
Well, let's hope it's not. I've got one more question on the songwriting, and you keep giving me these great outlines, but sorry, I could have just pressed the button, we'd have been done, but...
That's okay.
There is one thing I want to ask you about, and I don't know if I've ever asked you this in an interview, as many as we've done. You guys are in the Eagles. Let's say this is now back pre-Hotel California days.
Mm-hmm.
And you are at the height of your power and popularity and prowess, and, you know, the whole world is at your feet. Everybody wants you or wants something from you or wants to be your friend or wants to whatever. And you had it would have been easy, and we've seen the cliche of being derailed by excess and just being, you know, going off the cliff. And instead of that, not only are you still here, thank God, but you turned your attention in a way that could have almost been construed as biting the hand that fed you, i.e. some of the songs you've written, for example, Hotel California. Mm-hmm. It's a celebration, yet it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Why do that? Why take that chance?
We couldn't help it.
Okay.
Good answer. We couldn't stop ourselves.
You couldn't stop yourself. Okay.
No, but yeah, I think part of songwriting, you know, and it's something I think we've lost today is a social commentary. You know, I mean, the great songs that came out of the 50s and 60s, you know, songs like "Blowing in the Wind" by Stevie Wonder, which was actually written by Bob Dylan, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Songs like "Ohio" by Neil Young, songs like "For What It's Worth" by Stephen Stills, you know, songs that talk about what's actually going on and are not necessarily complimentary. You know, we couldn't be ostriches and bury our heads in the sand. We had to talk about what was going on around us, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I miss that in songwriting today. You know, everything is so shallow and self-involved and narcissistic, and you know, it's something I think that's going to come back in the future, given what's happening in the world. I think we're going to see more of that kind of songwriting, but we still bite the hand that feeds us. You know, especially on my solo albums,
mm-hmm.
I still write songs about record companies. You know, they don't get played on the radio unless you play them, mm-hmm. but nobody else plays them. But I write them anyway because it's therapy for me. You know, and I kind of sandwich them in amongst the love songs and the other stuff. But, you know, I think writing that kind of stuff is absolutely essential. At least it is for me. But you know, it was... Hotel California is another song about lost innocence, you know. Growing up in public as we did is, and finding out what's really going on in the music business and what's really going on in the government is a real eye-opener. And dealing with that and fame and fortune and all that sort of thing at the same time will do you in a lot of times. A lot of people didn't make it through that. There's a great quote by Lily Tomlin a long time ago. She said, if I had known how difficult it was going to be to have it all, I would have settled for less. I think we're going to continue to write songs like that. We've got a song started now for the Mythical new album. Should we ever complete it, we started a song called "The Long Road Out of Eden," which is about the war in Iraq, because historically speaking, Iraq was where they think the Garden of Eden was located.
That's right.
So the song sort of alludes to that. But songwriting is still difficult for me, but it's still one of the most rewarding things I can think of. You know, there's no better feeling than to have completed a song that you're reasonably happy with.
Well, let me tell you something, my friend, that if you ever, well, first off, I shouldn't have to tell you this, because you're about to have 12 sold out shows in Southern California. So hello, somebody's listening. But if you ever feel, you know, in the year 2005, and it's easy to do, because I go through this myself when I watch what passes for entertainment and who's getting TV shows and who's being asked to, you know, who's getting the big contracts for radio and television. But if you ever feel that there aren't people that are actually listening to your lyrics, please know that there are. Please know that they call me at night. There are intelligent, thoughtful folks who, when they hear me do a set of songs and they hear the direction it's going, will call up and go, you know what? Don Henley's inside job would fit in what you're playing. Or have you ever heard Don's version of the Leonard Cohen tune? Skip my mind.
Everybody Knows.
Everybody Knows. Or why don't you play, Dirty Laundry, right? So they're out there.
Yeah.
They're paying attention, and we would love to hear some new thoughts from you.
That's because you're one of the only people on the radio who give people the opportunity to do that.
You know,
if we can have a mutually complimentary thing here. You know, you are unique in radio, and you're one of the only people, as Tom Petty said, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say, and that's what people need, you know. So,
well, that'll be enough of that. Thank you very much.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know. We don't get into a big love fest here.
No,
but it is true. You give people an opportunity to do that, and thoughtful people listen to you.
Yeah.
And that's practically unheard of in radio, in corporate radio these days.
Well, I appreciate that. Don, thank you so much for calling. I'm looking forward to seeing you out here again. And hopefully we will get that new album in it, and both from the Eagles as well as you. You know, I mean, because whether the Eagles can do it or not, you can keep doing it. And by the way, we're expecting it. So.
Well, so is Warner Brothers.
Okay.
So,
all right,
I guess,
man.
I'll be doing it.
Go get your snack. Thank you for calling, and we'll look forward to seeing you either on the 14th or the 17th at the 14th at the Staples Center, 17th at the Pond in Anaheim. If you have not got your tickets to see the Eagles, just listen to this, and you'll go get them tomorrow. Thank you, Don.
Thanks, Jim.